Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi chaired the conference yesterday. The 3-day conference, which began on Friday, is focusing on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and the state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. During the conference, chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, and domain experts, among others, are attending the conference. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the Constitution is the core pillar of unity in the country. Terming unity in diversity a unique feature of the country, the Prime Minister said that his government's policies and decisions are directed towards strengthening the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said this while he was responding to the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Lok Sabha yesterday. The Prime Minister said his government is committed to implement Uniform Civil Code or UCC because it reflects the vision of the country's constitution makers. The Prime Minister highlighted the steps taken by the NDA government to bring unity in the country through various schemes and initiatives. On the country's rapid economic expansion, the Prime Minister said that India is committed to becoming a developed nation and it will become the third largest economy in the coming years.
Our country बहुत तेज गति से विकास कर रहा है. भारत बहुत ही जल्द विश्व की तीसरी बड़ी आर्थिक शक्ति बनने की दिशा में बहुत मजबूत कदम रख रहा है. और इतना ही नहीं, ये 140 करोड़ देशवासियों का संकल्प है कि जब हम आजादी की शताब्दी बनाएंगे, हम इस देश को विकसित भारत बना करके रहेंगे. ये हर भारतीय का संकल्प, ये हर भारतीय का सपना. लेकिन इस संकल्प से सिद्धि के लिए सबसे बड़ी आवश्यकता है, वो है भारत की एकता. हमारा संविधान भी भारत की एकता का आधार है.
The government has listed 2 bills related to One Nation, One Election for introduction in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. Law Minister Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Union Cabinet headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill to roll out the concept of simultaneous Lok Sabha and State Assembly polls. The proposed constitutional amendment bill would deal with making provisions for holding Lok Sabha and state legislative assembly elections together. Sri Lankan President Anuradha Kumarasamy will arrive in New Delhi today on a 3-day official visit to India. This is his first visit to India after he assumed office of Sri Lanka's president. He will conclude his visit on Tuesday. During the visit, the Sri Lankan president will meet President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on key bilateral issues. Mr. Dissanayake will also participate in a business event in Delhi to promote investment and enhance commercial ties between the two nations. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will serve as the chief guest to a TB Awareness Friendship Cricket match today, featuring selected MPs from all political parties. A delegation of MPs led by former Union Minister and Hamirpur Lok Sabha MP Anurag Singh Thakur invited Mr. Birla to attend the friendly match. The National Investigation Agency NIA today filed a charge sheet against an accused in the case related to the terrorist attack on a bus carrying pilgrims from Shivakori, Ransu to Katra in Jammu and Kashmir. In its charge sheet presented before the NIA Special Court in Jammu, the agency has charged and arrested the accused, Hakim Khan, under various sections of the IPC and the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act or UAPA. In World Squash Team Championships 2024, Indian men's team finished their campaign at the 5th spot after beating host Hong Kong, China 2-0 in the playoffs yesterday. In the men's tie, India's Vilavan Senthil Kumar crushed Henry Lung 3-2. Rest was done by Abhay Singh, who defeated Alex Law in the tight opening game by 3-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.